The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Psst, you're tuned in to the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Please tell me I'm number 9. Please tell me I'm number 9. I want to ride on the bus for the Red Lobster. Please tell me I'm number 9.
Name, Brian Porter. Cell phone, 714-273. Love the show. I'll be listening more often. Thank you. Have a great day.
The Wausau Business Show, breaking Dudley Tower news.
This just in, Paul. Okay. This just in. You ready?
Let's hear it. Yep, breaking news. I love it.
Breaking Dudley Tower news. The Dudley Tower has decided not to change their name.
You're kidding.
To the Wausau Tower.
Oh, that is breaking news.
Congratulations, Richard Dick Dudley.
Yes.
You will have your legacy intact.
We are keeping the name.
So congratulations to Richard Dick Dudley. We're keeping the name on that one. It won't be the Wausau Tower.
Breaking news. How does that get passed to you, by the way? I notice it's always on paper.
Came right off the wire.
Okay.
Let's get down to business.
The Wausau Business Show.
Let's get down to business.
Dedicated to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Listen up. Robert W. Monk won't let his name be turned to junk, cause Wausau's got a garden complication. Good thing you're listening to the station.
False.
Monk's garden is the root, but the leaders ain't got no ripe fruit. The name was Monk Botanical. My name's so phenomenal. Now it's Wausau Botanic. A name going down like Titanic. Always Monk. I love you, but you ain't Monk. Always Monk. That's right, old Monk's in a funk, because the new name's not a slam dunk. His name was Robert H. Monk,
say
he was a hunk, and now the leader's acting like a drunk. Everybody loved the Monk legacy, even those reporters on NBC. The Monk needs an embassy, and the leaders need to open up their eyes and see. Oh, Monk, I love you, but you ain't a funk. Oh, Monk.
It's on the radio
to talk about the gardens. Whoa. From Monk to just the salt, they want to expand. But the people said, bring Monk back to the land. Always Monk. I love what you mean, Funk. Oh, always Monk. I love what you mean, Funk. Oh, always Monk. I love what you mean, Funk.
The Wausau Business Show. It's on the radio to talk about the gardens. Whoa. From Monk to just the salt, they want to expand. But the people said, bring Monk back to the land.
Always Monk. I love what you mean, Funk. Oh, always Monk. I love what you mean, Funk. Oh, always Monk. I love what you mean, Funk. Oh, always Monk. I love you, but you ain't a funk.
What just happened there?
What?
What was that?
What do you mean?
Was that you?
That, me?
It sounded an awful lot like
no,
you.
No, absolutely not. That was a professional, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Paul,
okay,
I don't
know. Okay.
We found it on the street. It
sounded a little bit like you,
no,
but I stand corrected.
No, it was a great, whoever did it was very,
it was very good
at what they were doing.
I agree. It was very good.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Are you ready?
And now, here are your cow tipping, ice fishing, polka dancing, beer brock frying, cheese curd loving hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Is paying the price. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
Good morning, fellow Red Lobster loving Wausonian.
Good morning.
You are listening to the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And it is Mama's Day weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Hello to all the mamas out there. Mama said knock you out. LL Cool J.
That's right. One of our favorites from the 90s.
Great song. Yeah. And a great show coming up.
Yeah, big one.
Red Lobster news coming up. Stand by for that. Some important lobster bus information. And the Wausau Business Show is open for business.
All right. Yet again.
Episode number, I'm starting to lose track.
Six.
Okay.
I think six.
I'll go with that. Exclusively exclusively for Wausaunians.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to be joined by advertising legend Gerald Mortensen.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
He's going to tell us, you know, he was responsible for one of the most iconic advertising campaigns in United States advertising history.
History?
You ever heard of the word viral, Paul?
I have, as a matter of fact.
He had one of the very first viral campaigns ever to happen.
Are you saying he was viral before viral was a thing? Before viral was viral?
He invented viralization.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to talk to him about that.
Yeah, he's a great guy and he's coming up. So Channel 9, remember they called us and
Left a message.
Left a message, right. And they invited us in, and last Friday we were on the news.
Yeah.
That was very nice for the community and Red Lobster.
Absolutely.
Get some exposure there. Let's listen.
A pair of Wausau businessmen and radio hosts are on a mission to bring a Red Lobster to Wausau. Ryan Gallagher and Paul Grinsell, co-hosts of the Wausau Business Show, are putting together a bus trip to Red Lobster in Green Bay later this month.
Melissa Langben said your name, Paul.
Yeah, she pronounced it in a little bit of a different way than I usually do, but
it's well known that she's done specials and things like that. She has a little bit of a hearing disability.
Right.
So maybe she didn't hear it correctly.
Didn't hear it right. It is a common mispronunciation of my name, I will say.
Yeah, or
no big deal.
Maybe she pronounced it correctly.
I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
Let me just make a quick call here.
Oh, boy.
Let me just make a quick call. Telephone call real quick. Let me just hammer this down on the keypad.
Who are you calling?
I can't tell you.
Oh, boy.
Just need to double check a thing or two.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Mrs. Grinsell?
It's me.
Legendary former Wausau West English teacher and mother to my co-host.
Absolutely.
Paul, we have your mom on the phone here.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Great.
Mrs. Grinsell, this is slightly embarrassing, but have I been mispronouncing your son's name all these years? Is it actually pronounced Grinsell?
No, it isn't.
Okay, so it's actually Grinsell.
That's what I thought.
Oh, geez.
It's actually Grinsell.
Grinsell, not Grinsell, like Giselle, Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Right, but a lot of people want to put the accent on the last syllable.
I just wanted to confirm. Well, we heard it from the source. That's wonderful. Well, happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Grinsell.
Well, thank you for calling her, Ryan.
Thank you.
I've got a little surprise of my own here. We're calling someone else. It's ringing.
Hello?
Is this Mary Gallagher, mother of Ryan Gallagher?
Yeah. Hello.
And my mom's on,
we've got
too.
Both our moms.
What a Mother's Day weekend treat.
Wow. Well, two can play at this game, huh, Paul?
Yeah, I got you. I got her, too.
Happy Mother's Day, moms.
Happy Mother's Day, moms.
Thank you very much.
Paul, did you know that my mom used to work at the Wausau Center Mall at the Limited?
I think I did know that.
Yeah, she was one of their top salespeople under Sue Sample. Remember Sue Sample, Mom?
Yep.
God. Mrs. Grinsell, did you ever wear any of the outfits from the Limited when you were the legendary teacher at Wausau West?
Not that I remember.
Oh, okay.
Although it's possible.
Are we still your favorite radio hosts of all time, moms?
Absolutely. Of course you are.
Oh, I love that answer. Well, we hope you have a great Mother's Day, and thanks for doing a good job with Ryan.
And Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah. We love you both.
Thank you.
We love you both.
And hi, Mary. I haven't seen you for a while.
We're reconnecting the moms on Mother's Day.
Mom, do you remember Mrs. Grinsell, Paul's mom?
Yes.
Said affectionately.
Of course.
Of course.
It's been a long time.
You are two of the most unforgettable people we know.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. We are very proud of you.
Aww. Okay, bye, moms.
Bye, moms. Love you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Okay, well, it's good. It's pronounced Grinsell. Just the way I had the weight of the world on my shoulders, making sure I wasn't mispronouncing that. Because, you know, I don't have three sources. I'm not a reporter for the Channel 9 News.
Right.
I don't know.
And if anyone could confirm the pronunciation of one's name, it's that person's mother.
Yeah, that's right. I thought maybe you were mispronouncing it, too, all these years. Well, happy Mother's Day.
So sweet.
Happy Mother's Day to our wives and all the other great moms and grandmas in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
All you moms did a great job.
Round of applause for
all the mothers.
If you currently are or are planning to become a mommy, Wausau is a great place to raise a kid.
Absolutely.
And the Wausau Botanic Garden still hasn't taken everyone in the community's advice, including the Wausau Business Show's advice, and changed the name back or do something differently to honor Robert W. Monk.
They're kind of in a holding pattern, it seems.
A little bit of a holding pattern.
Getting their heels in.
They made some moves moves and alluded to possibly making some changes, but nothing official yet.
Right.
So we're waiting on hot standby for that breaking news. Part of me thinks it's a bad omen to change the name from Botanical to Botanic. I don't really technically know the difference, but, you know,
with or without that AL?
Yeah. Botanic rhymes with Titanic, and that can't be a good omen.
Ominous.
Whereas Botanical rhymes with astronomical, phenomenal.
I got to ask one more time. Are you sure that wasn't you in the rap?
No, I do not know how to rhyme that well, Paul.
It was very well done.
But your mom was a great English teacher, I must say, at Wausau West.
Thank you. Yeah.
If you're listening to the whole show today, we have a little bit of a contest.
Okay.
And the contest is if you can tell us how all of our music relates together, you will win. And you can just listen to the whole show, listen to all the music that we play during the show. And if you know what the theme of the music is, you can call 1-715-9-WASA or info at wasabusiness.com. Let us know. And you'll win breakfast and two cups of coffee at the Pinery Coffee Shop.
Okay. So you're saying that music is all tied to it.
It's a little tied together. There's a theme.
Cool.
It's not too difficult to figure out. So if you're the first one to do it, just call us and you'll get two breakfasts and cups of coffee at the Pinery, downtown Wausau.
I love that Pinery.
The Lobster Bus is officially sold out, Paul.
Oh, we have
sold it out. Sorry to anybody else that was on the fence about coming with us to Green Bay on the Lobster Bus Thursday. That's this Thursday. We're taking the Lobster Bus, Lamer's 50-plus person Lobster Bus, and we're looking forward to that.
And those of you going, buckle up. It's going to be a fun ride.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, coming up after you listen to our wonderful sponsors, we'll talk to international advertising, branding, and marketing legend,
Wausau's very own Gerald Mortensen.
We'll be right back.
This is 98.9 Bull Falls Radio.
Woo! Wait, and your name is Paul Grinzel, right?
That's how I always say
it. Okay, just making sure again. Okay, got it.
I don't care about the sunshine,
Paul Grinzel. Paul Grinzel. Paul Grinzel.
From Shakey's Pizza to High Roller Skating Center.
Hello, skaters. This is 1996 Homecoming King and DJ Josh Dewey zipping through time from 1996 to deliver some roller skating magic. We have a flower waiting for Julie. Julie, come on up to the DJ booth for your flower and find out who it's from.
This is the Wausau Business
Show.
With Ryan and Paul.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, the Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
What kind of name is Incredible Bank? Hey, we get it. It's an unusual name. But our name isn't about us. It's about you. It's our promise to you to provide an incredible customer experience with every interaction, so you can continue to do what makes you incredible. Incredible Bank, the bank for incredible people. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Daniel. My family and I moved to Wausau from Arkansas.
This is Nolan, and I moved from Washington State. We're with the Pinery Coffee Company here in downtown Wausau at 300 North 3rd Street, or right across from Bull Falls Radio.
At the Pinery, we believe that every cup tells a story of rich flavors, locally roasted beans, and an unwavering commitment to community impact.
Go ahead and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check us out at thepinerycoffeeco.com, or better yet, come on by.
You're in the sauce, and the Wausau Business Show is in the air like cheddar cheese.
The Wausau Business Show.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
All right. right, this is the Wausau Business Show. Thank you very much for listening with us. I am Ryan.
And I am Paul.
And now local international advertising, marketing, and branding specialist Gerald Mortensen joins us.
Yep. Gerald Mortensen.
Welcome, Gerald.
G Morty and the Makers, Flapjack Creative. Gerald is the, I would say, the leading marketing, advertising, and branding specialist in the central Wisconsin area, one of the top in the state of Wisconsin, one of the top in the Midwest, one of the top in the United States, I would say.
One of the top in the world.
Well, he keep used going. To work keep in going. New Zealand.
Yeah, oh, see, yeah, keep going.
Go. So think what you
Can
will.
Can I hit this button already? Yeah. How often do you use that?
Well, we know where the FCC
not enough
is
on the air, I can tell you that.
We know where the censorship button is. There's a 5-second delay here on the Wausau Business Show,
that's
so
right.
Feel free to let it flow, Gerald.
That's right.
He's a creative guy. What can we say?
Creative with language, too.
Yeah. So Gerald also founded the iconic and legendary Why Not Wausau.
Oh, yeah. What a campaign.
Why Not Wausau, Gerald? Can you tell us? You moved back to town and you take over by starting this big festival that everybody wants to come back.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to convince you to bring it back by the time this interview's over.
That's what this is for.
Yeah. This is
I knew this was coming. This is good.
First things first, Red Lobster, and then Why Not Wausau.
Right. Our two big objectives.
So why did you come up with that? Tell us a little bit about the background, because it's legendary.
Well, yeah, it's amazing that you guys even remember it, but it's great. It's, you know, moved back here when? 08, 09, after being gone for 20 years-ish.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, life just kind of brought me back here. And like you guys sitting in this room, like thousands of people.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Boomeranged.
Right.
And like thousands of people here in this region agree that Wausau has incredible potential. So, and I think that's the reason you guys are doing what you're doing and why we did Why Not Wausau. So basically we tried to turn the marketing on its head a little bit, and a lot of people are like, why would you ask a negative question? You know, well, because you just remembered that I asked the negative question, and you're going to tell a friend and they're going to tell them and blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line behind the idea of the festival, it started just as music. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're right in the middle. We've got 29 East and West. You've got 39 or 51 North and South. All these bands have to get to, you know, from Milwaukee to Minneapolis, let's say,
right.
Or even Green Bay or whatever, wherever they were prior. Mm-hmm. And meeting Tyler Vogt over at, Malarkey's at the time. And it was like, oh, great. Look, here's a dude who just moved back to Wausau and he's doing some great stuff music-wise. Let's try to have a new concert with maybe not the bands that would appear on the 400 block, maybe some alt rock bands, you know, who are traveling in the Midwest, and let's put them on the side of, I don't know, we have a mountain no one else does in the Midwest.
Right. Yeah, hello.
So it was great. We worked with Granite Peak on it. The first year we put it on the side of that side of the ski hill, and it was great. Beautiful night.
It was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, it was just awesome.
I loved
and
it.
It was just a really the perfect venue, you know. Fast forward the next couple years, and unfortunately, you know, with insurance and this and that sort of thing, we moved it downtown, which is fine too, you know, and
not quite as cool
right. And absolutely not as cool, but still good energy, you know, good people wanting to become involved in one, you know, way or another. And so we kind of started to expand it to arts, and so we put some art up in the different businesses downtown. We wanted people to maybe just, you know, go explore Rib Mountain, like do a hike. We did a river cleanup on the Eau Claire River.
Okay.
I think there was maybe like six of us who cleaned up the frickin' river.
Took on a life of its own, it sounds like.
Yeah, it did. It totally did. And, you know, to be honest, and I think we didn't really have the support of maybe some of the city stakeholders or whatever we'd like to call them at the time because it was a new idea. It was kind of a fresh idea.
Different.
It wasn't, different.
Yeah.
Ooh, and so that was the biggest struggle or challenge with that event, I think. But it brought people, like every artist, every musician, I should say, that came through. They're like, wow, this is cool. You guys doing this again next year?
Yeah.
Wow, cool. We never stopped here. We just drove through,
right.
Which is what we hear all the time, right? Or we stopped at Quick Trip for some Blazers or whatever. And so it went really well. You know, we battled with some weather at one point, you know, one of the years or two of the years.
It's always going to happen.
Exactly.
Right.
Always going to happened. But the bottom line was that we wanted people to not drive through Wausau anymore, you know, and we're talking, when we're talking people, I'm talking the younger demographic, the younger generations, the artistics, the creatives, the musicians. And, you know, then we wanted to expand it to the whole region where, hey, we should have a ride up Rib Mountain Park Road race every year because there's no other road like it in the whole entire Midwest.
Right. On the spine of the mountain. There.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right up the mountain, right? And or why don't we just put something down at the bottom of the hill near Bone and Joint where people can have an app and then you can time yourself going up. We should still do that.
Right. Cool.
You know, just anything unique to the area. So whether it's having a concert on the side of the mountain or it's, you know, a cycling race type of thing up the mountain, like there's a lot of great things in this area. And that was just kind of our idea of how to expose it to the younger people.
And then what happened to it?
Yeah, what happened?
I ran out of gas. But to tell you the truth, I didn't feel like we were getting
the support
because I had to run a business too, right? Yeah. So, and I think it was actually my business partner, Dan Showman, if you listen to this episode.
Hi, Dan. Well, now.
Hi, Dan.
It's been a while.
Dan, that's Paul. You'll meet him later.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
He's down in Nashville right now.
He is,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, he lives in Nashville
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Come back, Dan. Boomerang on back, buddy. We miss you.
I think he sat me down one day and he said, yeah, we got a business to run too. So maybe we should focus on that.
Because he was kind of the finance guy behind the operation, right?
Yeah, at Flapjack.
And you were the creative guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, but I'll tell you what, the sponsors we had for the event, like Rooterware, Rostar, you know, I think you guys may have sponsored Rocket, you know.
They're the best.
Awesome. Yeah, the best. And it was like, it was great. So we kind of recognized who those people were.
Okay.
Right. And I think those same people today, you know, sitting here in this room and down the street and, you know, still have the same ideas and still feel that we should, you know, attract that demographic a little stronger.
Was it more of like like originally Why Not Wausau started as a music festival. Mm-hmm. Did it end as a music festival primarily?
It did. It still was a music festival. We were trying to add different events. Heck, we even like helped blaze part of the Ice Age Trail near Eau Claire Dells, you know, like that type of thing. But yeah, music primarily, but with the opportunity to put the outdoors on display and the creativity and, you know, the artists in the region, that type of thing.
A lot of tourism dollars came from it, I'm assuming too, right?
I think so. You know, we did have a lot of people come home for the event, which is good. We had a lot of people visit. We had the bands bring their friends and families and groupies. Yeah.
How many people total would like by the time you were done, how many people were coming to this event?
Oh God, I don't know. I want to say a couple thousand maybe, you know? Uh-huh. So it was, it was good. We had a good little run. The proof of product to me is that people still say, why not Wausau? Like when I'm walking down the street.
Yeah, people still talk about it.
Yeah. And I still think there's value in that. And I think you and I were talking before we started here today about, you know, just do things tongue in cheek once in a while.
Sure.
And stop taking ourselves too seriously. Yeah, right.
Exactly. That's what the Wausau business show is all about.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
A little tongue in cheek.
Let's have fun.
Exactly. So yeah, it was a great let's call it like a 4-year experiment at this point.
Okay. But so you trialed it out, you did your R&D.
Yeah.
And it was a proven concept. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Sorry, you had water in your mouth.
What would you like to do now? No.
So why isn't Granite Peak? I mean, it hasn't been used as a big music venue, but it was like, it really, when you do, I was up there for one of the years and one of the days and it felt like Red Rocks, and I've never been to Red Rocks, but that's what I imagine it, you know, kind of feeling like. Why hasn't it been used as a music venue since? Like, okay, you see Brad Emanuel there, that's awesome.
On
the deck, but this was like set up like a serious concert.
Yeah, exactly. Know? And that was from going to Red Rocks, you know, and that was from our experience. You know, Alpine's pretty cool from the Midwest too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of red tape, you know, I think.
A lot of liability.
Yeah. You know, who's going to get drunk and roll down the mountain, you know?
Sounds like a fun contest.
It does. And I think we should probably
New idea. Note that idea.
Yeah. That's the outdoors aspect of the festival. But yeah, I feel like there was more red tape to deal with than anything else. They were very accommodating up there, but, you know, I think things are split up there between the state park and Granite Peak, you know, that type of thing. But I still think it's an amazing venue and unique and should be utilized if possible.
Well, we have reacquired the whynotwasa.com and whynotwasa.org domains.
All right. Within the last half hour.
And so within the last 30 minutes. Yeah, there's,
but it was available.
There were like statues that you guys made, and there were t-shirts that people still wear about Why Not Wausau. I saw that on your social media while we were researching for the interview here. So then you come back, you start Flapjack Creative. Why Not Wausau was part of that. But prior to moving back, you had a really remarkable career working as a copywriter in the advertising industry, working in New Zealand, and you had teams under you, and you worked in Chicago for Energy BBDO. I always screw that up. Can you talk about some of the cool campaigns that you worked on so people are aware?
Totally. Yeah. And I was super fortunate to have the career in those big skyscrapers that I did.
Well, I should add that, I mean, Gerald has had national spots that have aired all over the United States that he has written and been a part of. And so, yeah, let's talk about some of those campaigns.
Yeah. I mean, it was, for starters, first of all, I started at the reception desk at an agency called Hal Riney and Partners.
Oh, legendary.
Yes. Yeah. And do you remember the one campaign that Hal Riney became known for?
No.
Here, let's do this. There was people, a woman bought something and then everyone there clapped.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I'm keep going.
Saturn.
Okay.
Do you remember the Saturn? They would hand her keys and they would clap.
Yes.
So, okay. Totally like emotionally, you know, connected and engaged.
Saturn was legendary for their advertising back in the day.
Yeah. And so they were, so Hal Riney and Partners, this agency, super cool. Like I walk into the agency the first time, you know, you get all wide-eyed in Chicago, you know, and they down all on are, Michigan Ave.
Yeah, they're all very cool spaces. Yeah.
Super, super cool. So I was like, wow, I guess I'm in advertising now. But I was at the reception desk, got pulled off the reception desk. And then my first gig was to write a campaign for this little sandwich shop called Subway.
What did you do for undergrad, though? How did you get
for undergrad?
Yeah.
I studied film and theater with a concentration in American civilization.
Oh, wow. Cool. And then you always knew you wanted to be in an advertising secretary?
No,
or?
You always wanted to be in the receptionist at an advertising firm?
I wanted to be abused at the reception desk as much as possible. And I went to LA for a year, and it just kind of sucked all the fun out of film and theater for me.
Okay.
Because I had such a good time doing it in college.
Where'd you go to college?
It's a Brown University out in Rhode Island. We call it, it's the Chevrolet of the Ivy League is what we say.
Legendary.
Those of us that aren't Ivy League don't think of it as a Chevrolet, believe me.
Yeah, wow. Went to Brown, downplay that a little bit,
But so I met this reception desk and I was actually hoping to maybe go to DePaul and get my graduate degree and become a theater professor, really. Is what I want to do, but I get a temp job from a Wausau connection down in Chicago, and suddenly I'm a receptionist at an ad agency, and so I'm like, wait, they do creative things here. I can do creative writing, and so.
Kind of
long story short, Subway was one of the clients at Hal Riney, and so they pulled me off the desk. Wrote just a bunch of, probably not memorable today, but just a bunch of Subway commercials that led up to us, you know, trying to convince them to do the low fat angle, but they wouldn't do it, and it was so weird. And then they got an email from this guy named Jared who showed him his pants, and they switched all to low fat campaign. And anyway, I left there. And I started freelancing, and I freelanced for probably a decade. And at the Leo Burnett's, at the Energy BBDO's, at DDB. Mm-hmm. And worked at McDonald's primarily then. So I went from Subway to McDonald's, and we did a bunch of Olympic commercials for McDonald's, and just a bunch of little, all these 30 seconds. Back then it was 30 second commercials, right? And it was super fun. One little side story that's super fun is that my friend Vinny Warren, if you want to Google him at some point.
Hey, Vinny.
Is he listening
too with Dan? Our two listeners?
Thanks for listening, Vinny and Dan.
Listener, that's great. Vinny was at my house for his going away party. He was going to work on Budweiser at DDB. And I showed him this little movie that I received from a director who did this kids campaign that we did with Hillary Duff, by the way. It was her first thing she ever did.
Okay.
It was our kids campaign for Subway.
Hi, Hillary. Thanks for listening.
Third listener.
And Hillary's mom, too, because she was there the whole time. Okay. Stage moms are great.
We won't keep going with that joke.
Threes are limited on that. Don't worry about it.
But Anyway, this little movie was called True, and it had a bunch of guys sitting around in their Philadelphia apartment saying, "What's up? What's up?" Next thing I know, 3 months later, Vinny's shooting this little commercial for Budweiser called "What's Up."
Yeah.
Exploded. I don't know if you can remember what the internet was like back then.
What's
like, all that stuff. Like
totally the remember that one.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Here, let's play it.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's that?
What's up?
Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie!
Yo.
What's up?
What's
up? Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and, for sure.
Anyway, so then I got a job at DDB because Vinny was like, Gerald's the one who showed me the movie, so that's why we have this campaign. So then
that's awesome.
Freelanced at DDB on McDonald's and Capital One and Budweiser and State Farm and all these huge clients.
Well, let's get back to the "What's Up" thing because "What's Up" was like a cultural phenomenon. Yeah. It's one of those things that
legendary.
I remember when I lived in Richmond, Virginia, the Martin Agency, which does Walmart and Geico, Cavemen, and all these. You know, it's one of the best in the world.
Yep.
They would judge the success of their Caveman Geico commercials based on, and all of their other commercials and media campaigns based on how well it got picked up culturally in the United States, or whether it was on, so they would show their reels and it would be like slide after slide of, you know, it being on SNL, their work elsewhere in popular culture. I mean, because of you, the "What's Up" campaign.
I mean, it's weird.
And it's
really weird.
It got to be too much. It was obnoxious.
It was way obnoxious.
It got to be, but it was awesome.
It's crazy. It changed everything. You know, it's being in advertising offices and agencies at that time. I mean, it changed everything.
So
the pressure, it wasn't about, can you just do a really funny 30-second commercial? Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, you should see the stacks of Super Bowl scripts that these creative directors would have to go through. You know, they weren't looking for the funniest one now. They were looking for the one that could be "What's Up."
Viral, the one that goes viral.
Totally viral.
Yeah.
And then we had to start telling clients, viral is not a strategy. You know, it's like, anyway.
Well, the word "viral" was used a lot back then.
Yeah, that was
God,
a
lot. Yeah.
Because of you, Gerald. That was all your fault.
Because of that party through for Vinny. What was I thinking?
Hi, Vinny. We said we weren't going to come back to that.
Best part about Vinny, by the way, is he's from Ireland. So he was like, it was the American dream. Like,
where's Vinny now?
I think he owns his own agency, if they're still rocking, called the Escape Pod.
Oh,
so check it out.
Name.
Yeah, he's great.
And that was correct me if I'm wrong, but that was a Super Bowl ad that year.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, I mean, Gerald Mortensen can take credit for a Super Bowl ad as far as I'm concerned. Congratulations. We'll give you your candy. And lying later. So, Gerald, you know, a lot of your clients, you've been in business in Wausau for, correct me if I'm wrong, 20, 25 years now, or how many?
15, back here, yep.
So you've been back here for about 15 years.
Yep.
And you've had a hell of a roster of clients. Rooter Ware's on your client list to this day, I know. Mm-hmm. You did some work for Granite Peak with billboards down in the Chicagoland area, you know, a while back. And that was a great campaign. What was the tagline on that?
God, I can't remember. What was it? Spend more time in the air and less time in the airport, or something like that.
Like
there was
that.
One of them. But yeah, it was great because Granite Peak got it, and that was like a decade ago, right? Mm-hmm. And now I can see the billboards around here are still just strong, right? It's still using the typeface, and it's a really nice brand, but they really got it back then. Like, well, we don't want billboards around here. We want them, you know, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Minneapolis.
Makes sense.
It worked, and it's great. So they bring in a lot of people into this area. I think they're possibly the best organization for that.
I've seen those billboards. At that time I was living in Chicago and I've actually seen it.
Nice.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're an award-winning copywriter, an award-winning ad executive. How many times have you seen Ad Men?
Zero.
Ooh, hot take.
I have not watched it. And my fiance keeps saying, I'll watch it again if you want to watch it. And I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not quite ready. So I don't even know if I'll ever be ready. But yeah. Not like I was living in those days in advertising, but the 90s may have been kind of similar. Okay. But no, I haven't even seen it. Isn't that horrible?
Fascinating. Because a lot of people I know in the industry are obsessed with that.
I know.
But kudos to you.
Yeah, right.
I prefer Severance. I'm not sure where that puts me.
Okay.
But.
Stand your ground. But then you and through that, and I think it's well known in the industry, a lot of people struggle with addiction and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, during Why Not Wausau, I know, you know, we're in a party zone, and that stopped a few years ago. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Life's been great. Mm-hmm. That was when I was in the throes of my addiction, as they say.
Okay.
This June, in less than 2 months, if I can continue, which yep. I'm feeling good about it, I will be 13 years sober, which
oh,
is
congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I didn't think I could go 13 hours or 13
right.
days
right.
back in the day.
Yeah.
The very supportive family and network of friends, which was super helpful, you
yeah.
know. And frankly, I wouldn't be alive or have my business today, I don't think. You know, I was heading down that path.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, the resources that I was given and the support I was given, and that's both over in Center City, Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
and here in Wausau, have been just absolutely phenomenal. And
right.
so, yeah, when you look back, I mean, that's funny because we were talking about Mad Men.
Yeah, it's like, all about drinking.
Yeah, well, in the 90s, yeah, was yeah. like, yeah, well, that's what you did in advertising.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
such a liquid business
sure.
because how do you sell ideas to clients sometimes? Well, you take them out to lunch.
Yeah.
You take them to happy hour,
right.
you know, and this type of thing. And
yeah,
so,
right.
you know, back in the day, in my, you know, late 20s, early 30s, it was tough. But, yeah, I thought that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
You know? Can't tell you how many dollars were blown at the Sunset Marquee in L.A., you know, just
yeah.
on those bar tabs and various other things. And it was just kind of a rock and roll lifestyle, like wannabe rock
yeah.
and roll
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
lifestyle.
Yeah.
And to this, I mean, today though, like, thank God for the clarity, because I would not be able to run this business.
Right.
Because as Dan,
hi.
As we had talked about in 2008, 2009, you know, our joke was, and still is today, that we opened a creative company in a conservative town
mm-hmm.
During the worst recession that we had
right.
seen, like right at the beginning
yeah.
of it, with zero clients. So I'm
good
surprised.
Luck.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Yeah. If you want me to teach a marketing 101 or business 101, geez. But, you know, I'm surprised we made it those first 3 years with the drinking and the substance abuse. But since then, yeah, it's been great. It's
good
been
for you.
It's been awesome.
What a big accomplishment.
Yeah. And thank you very much. And but I'll tell you, I just hope that if anyone right now
mm-hmm.
is listening to this, like if, you know, if I can reach, you know, one person
right.
with this conversation, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
good.
It's good. Wausau's not the, I thought I'd move back to Wausau, be like, oh, it'll be easier to stop drinking there than Chicago.
Right.
Wrong.
Well, this is Wisconsin, for God's sake.
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
I must have been drunk when I was coming up with that. Yeah.
Was there a particular event that kind of spawned the reevaluation of your life?
Yeah, there were a few nights and a little bit of an incident, which could have landed me either, you know, in the local jail cell
mm-hmm.
or the other option was in, I think it's called Ward D. And that is at the healthcare center. So I was on my way to one of those two, but didn't end up at either one of those. Nobody was hurt, thank God, because that's the thing. I mean, you look back,
yeah.
you're like, how many people could I have hurt?
Right.
You know, I'm thinking about myself, like it's the others out there. Like, how could I have hurt them? But yeah, I mean, it was a gradual thing. But then
mm-hmm.
when the time came, I'll tell you and kudos to my family, and they won't care if I mention this to the public. But yeah, they had an intervention.
Wow.
And man, I knew, like, when I walked into that room,
yeah,
here
like,
it comes.
Like, I knew, and I just remember the feeling of what 20 straight years of just partying and just like just came off my shoulders.
Oh,
and
wow.
I knew I was ready.
Yeah.
It was like one of those, like, wow, I think I'm ready. Yeah, I think I'm ready to stop this garbage, you know, and to move forward. So
what was your drink of choice?
Drink of choice was, I used to get paid in Maker's Mark to DJ in Chicago, which was fun. That was great. Red wine. Just loved it. And then when I lived in New Zealand, you go down to the South Island in Central Otago, and they have like the best Pinot Noirs in the world.
So you were just bombing whiskey and red wine?
Yeah, you know, that's what you do. Isn't that what they do in Mad Men or no?
I've never seen it.
Basically.
I'm a beer drinker, and I can't imagine. You would just get bombed on Maker's Mark and red wine all the time?
Oh, my God. When in Chicago, I call it DJing, but we joke, it's CDJing. I would bring my CDs to some neighborhood bars, and my friends would come. And
put your fingers on the knobs.
Exactly. Like, hey, turn it up, turn it down, turn it up. But they would always be like, well, do you want like $50 or something? Like, no, just give me some Maker's Mark.
Wow.
So it was just like.
Straight?
No, Maker's and Coke. Not much coke in there.
And then you went into like, was that freaky when you like embarked on this journey to sobriety? Wasn't it scary?
It was super scary. Super, super scary. But I'll tell you what, when I went away for my Sandra Bullock 28 Days, is that the name of the movie?
I think so.
When I went away for that.
Hazelden?
Yes, Hazelden. And you look around the room in your unit. And there's you, and there's you, and there's you. Oh, no, that's me, and that's me, and that's me. Right. That's wild. You hear these stories that other guys are telling.
Yeah.
And you see and hear yourself in these stories. Wow. And then you're like, oh, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Probably comforting at the time.
It's hugely comforting. Yeah. And let me tell you, how eye-opening it was. There was a brain surgeon. There was a neurosurgeon. Who was there for his fifth time.
Wow.
So if you want to talk about ego and God complex, and he made it and he's sober today and we're still good friends, which is awesome.
Wild.
It's amazing, the stories. But it's almost like, oh, wow, there's pharmacists in here? Well, of course there are pharmacists in here because they had access to everything, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And so hearing and seeing yourself and other people's stories was an incredibly powerful thing.
Yeah.
And you know,
and now like, are you still involved with AA or how to,
you know, I don't go to meetings anymore. Okay. I feel sobriety's great though. Like I'm in a really good place. I went to meetings when I came back here for like 3 years, had some awesome, awesome meetings.
Yeah.
Just met some great people around here. I had a great sponsor and I also, was able to sponsor a few, younger folks as well. So it's a program that really does give back, which is nice. So, and I'm just proud that I was able to make it's the biggest decision I've made in my life.
Sure.
So clearly, it's cool. Yeah. But
so if anybody happens to be listening and they want a place to go, where do they go to start?
They should look up AA meetings first and foremost online and see where those are being held here in town.
That's step number one.
Yes. Step number one. And it's tough. It's tough for people to do that because they have a preconception, just like the stigma of alcoholics.
Right.
Like they showed us at Hazelden, I think it was like a 1923 or 1925 magazine cover with this monster looking being, like looked like Dracula meets everything bad in the world, like with teeth and like bloodshot eyes and stuff. And it's just an alcoholic.
Right.
So there's that stigma, but people have the stigma that meetings are just going to be, you know, either all about God or, you know, just a bunch of drunks sitting there, you know, talking about it's super enlightening to meet others who share your story
from all walks of life.
Life. And that's the thing. That's the most important thing. That's a great point is that
we try.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to outpatient stuff here in town. And man, that was really humbling because there were people from all walks of life, you know, it didn't matter. It's a non-discriminatory disease, know? And so, but it's powerful stuff. And there's not hundreds of us who have it. There are millions and millions of people who are alcoholics. And I just hope that people are able to get the help when they're ready.
Absolutely.
I remember being in Ireland one time and I was shocked because obviously people in Ireland are like Wisconsinites and they're known to.
They've got a reputation.
That's right, Vinny.
And there were posters up all over the place that said, if you're still drunk in the morning, we'll still pull you over and give you a ticket.
It's crazy. Living in New Zealand and, you know, traveling to Europe and various other places, it's, oh man. And then coming home and seeing like so-and-so got their 12th DUI in the Wausau Pilot or Daily Herald. Yeah. Like, it's really frustrating.
And the point of that ad was, even if you left the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning, went home and slept and woke up and are driving to work, you can still get pulled over for a DUI in Ireland.
Exactly.
It was fascinating. I've never seen that before.
Crazy.
So moving on then, any more tattoos other than the two I see on your inner sleeves
well,
there?
I got very, very creative and I got a third. It's exactly the same one back here. So,
so the three of the same.
Can you describe those?
Yeah. Well, these are, it's basically the crescent and a star. Yeah. And it was two of my favorite authors back in the day. Both had like moon and star themes at the time. Mm-hmm. And one of those authors was Sam Shepard. He's an incredible playwright.
Yeah.
He recently passed away in the last few years here, I think now. And the other author just came out with a new album. It's not really an author, he's a songwriter, but I have a Black Crowes issue. I really love the Black Crowes.
Oh.
I've been to way too many shows.
Are they going to get back together? The brothers always fight.
New album's out.
Oh, okay.
Like last month.
It's like they're always fighting, I feel like.
Well, there are. They're kind of,
artists.
Snotty.
Yeah.
If you want to feel like brothers.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's your favorite Black Crowes song?
Remedy's my favorite of all time.
Yeah,
but man, their catalog, like I saw them over 40 times.
Wow.
And, but they introduced me to probably like 80 other artists,
mm-hmm.
from old blues artists to like some obscure David Bowie stuff. You know, I mean, it's just like all the covers that they did live.
Very
everyone's like,
cool.
Well,
hard to handle is a cover.
Hard to handle is a cover. A lot of people don't know that. And I don't know. It's funny now seeing like Pearl Jam came out with a new album the other day too.
Yeah.
Why did they release it on the same day as Taylor? I'm not sure that they were thinking.
Maybe?
Yeah, I think it's a big mistake. According to my daughter, it's a mistake if anyone releases music on the same day as Taylor.
It's a sacred holy holiday.
According to everyone's daughter, it's a mistake.
I think you're right.
So, all right. Well, Gerald Mortensen, it's been a pleasure having you on the Wausau Business Show. This gentleman graduated from Brown Ivy League School. Where did you go to? You went to Wausau East, though, right?
No, I went to Everest.
Everest.
East side, west side. Everest is the best side. That's one of those cheers that we'll never forget.
West is the best.
That's funny.
All right. And he announced earlier, if you just tuned in, he announced that he's bringing back Why Not Wausau.
Yes, we got it.
Bring
Dan,
it back.
Help me.
Bring it back.
Dan, talk some sense into me.
Gerald Mortensen, thanks for stopping by the Wausau
Thank
Business
you guys.
Show.
Keep doing what you're doing. Nice. Appreciate it.
Wausau! With your mother's
The Wausau Business Show.
100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show's following business commercials benefit your community foundation of North Central Wisconsin. For 37 years, your community foundation has granted funds to organizations and projects such as the 400 Block, the Children's Imaginarium, Boys and Girls Club, JoJo's Jungle, and many more to help make our community brighter. Learn more by Googling the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And now, our esteemed Wausau Business Show sponsors.
Discover the Milk Merchant, nestled in downtown Wausau's River West District, where every selection is curated with care and where every bite tells a story. The Milk Merchant brings you an exquisite collection of Wisconsin and imported cheeses, charcuterie boards, specialty foods, and unique home goods. Our love for quality food drives us to support local dairy farmers and artisans. Stop in to sample a selection of the finest Wisconsin cheeses, from Pleasant Ridge Reserve to the legendary 15-year aged cheddar. Mention this ad for a free wine sample. Let us curate a gift basket perfect for any occasion, or join us in a culinary adventure by signing up for one of our events at themilkmerchant.com.
At Rooterware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Get in touch. Email info@wausaubusiness.com or call 715-9-WAUSAU. That's 715-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-
715-992-8728. 715-9-WASA. We'll check the messages on our answering machine soon.
The WASA Business Show.
I got a half a six pack of old Milwaukee and a half a bag of weed. I can't do it like I did when I was a kid. This is all I'm gonna need.
It's the Wausau Business Show. All right, so remember last week we did a bunch on social media, right. Facebook and all that, and we posted on, you know you're from Wausau if ... It's a huge Facebook page with like 34,000 followers. Right. And this guy, Kyle, who invented it, who came up with this many years ago, is coming on the Lobster Bus.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So we posted on there, caller number 9, call in now, right. And you'll win 2 tickets to the Lobster Bus. Somebody donated some Lobster Bus tickets that we can give away. And people called in.
Yep.
And so let's listen to some of those calls now.
Cool.
This is from our answering machine at 17159-WASAW.
Ryan and Paul, I just want to say I love your show so much. You guys are the best radio show host in the country. Keep up the good work.
I totally agree. You guys are really good. I think I love what you're doing for WASAW.
Those are nice people there.
Those two gentlemen seem to really like the show.
Wow, that is great that they called in.
I think they might have been putting some voices on. I don't know. It sounded a little familiar.
Sounded familiar. Well, let's listen to another one. A more authentic one.
Okay.
Hello. I really need those Red Lobster tickets for my sister. She is a Red Lobster addict. She needs more lobster.
They love their lobster, Red Lobster. They love it. Oh, she sounded good, but...
Not lucky number 9.
Not lucky number 9. Oh.
She would have been fun, I think.
Her sister wanted to go so bad. All right. Let's call caller number 9.
The actual winner.
Right now. Here we go. What's her name?
Pam. Her name is Pam.
Pam. Great name. Great Wausaunian name.
Yeah.
Wonder how long she's lived here. Nobody picks up their phone anymore if they don't know the number. She probably thinks it's a political call.
Hello.
Hello. Is Pam available?
This is.
Oh, Pam.
Hey, it's Paul and Ryan calling from the Wausau Business Show. Pam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Good.
How long have you lived in Wausau?
I have lived in Wausau since 1994.
Oh, great year. 1994.
Longtime Wausau resident.
Yeah,
great to hear.
What brought you to town?
My ex-husband got a job here. I'm from the Appleton area.
Okay.
He was from the Madison area.
Oh, all right. Well, good riddance for him, huh? All right. What are you doing Thursday night?
I'm hoping to go to Red Lobster.
Well, Pam, you got 2 tickets to the Lobster Bus.
Awesome.
Caller number 9.
Where are you working, Pam? Where do you work?
I'm off this week, but I work for the county.
Oh,
nice. Do you know Lance Leonard?
I do know Lance Leonard.
Well, tell him we said hello, and we're going to miss him on the Lobster Bus because it's sold out.
Oh, that's too bad.
When did you fall in love with Red Lobster?
Oh, long time.
Yeah, when was the last time you were there?
I always wish that Wausau would get one, but whenever I go to Appleton, I try and stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll
be to that one.
An official Wausaunian Red Lobster ambassador with us on the Lobster Bus with 50 other Wausaunians. You like to have fun, right, Pam?
You betcha.
Okay, good.
You betcha.
You'll fit in perfect then.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we'll hang on the line here, and we'll get all your details from you and fill you in, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, what's your favorite Wausau business show?
You guys.
Oh, good answer.
All right, hang on, Pam.
Welcome to the heartbeat of Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show.
Hi, I'm Eric Cannenberg from Rocket Industrial.
Hey, this is Jerry Seibert.
And this is Kelly Seibert.
I'm Bob Rue.
And I'm Angela Toshner.
Hey, this is Sam over at 72nd Avenue.
Hello, I'm Tong Tao.
This is Chad Waller.
Hey, this is Dom.
Hey, this is Cody.
And I'm Rob.
This is Craig Steiff.
This is Nate Callahan.
Hey, Rocket Industrial.
Just some of the reasons why Rocket Industrial has been certified a great place to work. 9 years running. Forward-thinking companies throughout the United States that want a package with less, choose Rocket Industrial. RocketIndustrial.com.
All right, here's a little known fact. The first mayor of Wausau was August Kickbush. Here's a littler known fact. He was mayor twice. Littlest known fact, Kick Bush traveled back to Germany in 1867 to enlist 700 German immigrants to Marathon County. So if anyone ever asks you how you'd get more people to move to Wausau, just ask yourself, what would Kick Bush do? Because he'd go to Germany and bring back 700 people. That's what he'd do. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Get to Germany. Roastar.com.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the street.
What's that, Paul? This looks so much bigger when we're on site here at the location.
Versus when you drive by?
Yeah, when you drive by or look from our studio. Bull Falls Radio 98.9 in the distance.
Yeah,
beautiful.
The new Jimmy John's. We're walking past the Children's Imaginarium now onto the site of the future Foundry on 3rd, and we're going to be talking with Mark Craig, who used to manage the Wausau Center Mall before it was torn down.
This very spot we're standing on right now.
And now we've come to stand right outside the home furniture, famously spelled wrong.
They're keeping that E off.
They just are insistent about keeping that E off. And they added these historic pictures outside of Home Furniture. I'm sorry, Home. It didn't have an E, so I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Good stuff.
And some of these pictures, these historic pictures that they've hoisted up onto the side of Home Furniture are really cool. Look at the one from the 1960s when the train used to come from Milwaukee through Wausau. And they, in that sign for the train, they have the Milwaukee Railroad, the Milwaukee Road, and the altitude of Wausau.
Yeah.
Which you don't see very often anymore. We should kind of bring that back.
I didn't know it was apparently 1,220 feet.
Yeah, the elevation.
Above sea level, right.
They do that a lot out west, you know, in the Rockies.
Yeah, there's another zero on that out there.
What elevation are you at? Oh, we're at 8,000 feet, 9,000 feet. What about Wausau? Well, our altitude is 1220.
Yeah.
Sounds like an AM radio signal. In 1928, there's a picture of President Calvin Coolidge when he visited Wausau.
In a convertible going like a parade type thing.
Looking good, Cal.
Yeah. Yeah, Cal.
Looking cool, Coolidge. These are all brought to us by, it looks like, Becker Communications.
If you haven't been down here, it's worth checking out.
Yeah. And then you've got the Wausau Garage. Is that like a what are they doing in that picture? They have Wausau Ice and Fuel Company horse and buggies. from 1912. There's a lot of horse and buggies with trailers that say Wausau Ice and Fuel Company.
Can you tell what's in those trailers?
I'm assuming it's ice and fuel, Paul, but I don't know.
It's kind of like corn or sea bass or something.
They're having a parade. The garage is different now. Now it's a bar.
Yeah, and a different location, yeah. I believe.
Sea Rib Mountain at Wausau. Highest point in Wisconsin. Cool, yeah. We can hang our hat on that here in Wausau.
For sure.
Is the Mint Cafe in any of these pictures? That was around back then. And well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Craig.
Mark Craig, everyone.
Hold your applause.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, so we're just looking over the Foundry on 3rd, and this thing's going to happen, isn't it?
It sounds like it will.
Are you getting sentimental? As you used to manage the Wausau Center Mall, are you kind of sentimental that it's gone now?
You know, it's kind of full circle to come here in the mid-90s and manage the mall, and now to see it transform into something useful for today.
When are they breaking ground? I think June 1st, right?
That's what I'm hearing, the end of May. I'm hearing there might be a groundbreaking is what I'm hearing.
What was your favorite store in the mall? Was it Orange Julius?
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Was it Camelot Music?
Oh my God, there's so many. The Buckle was a great one.
KB Toys was mine as a kid.
Things Remembered.
Okay. That was your favorite. Good. Well, when's it supposed to be done, do you know?
I do not know, but I'm hearing maybe 18 months.
And 150 apartment units.
154.
You know, my mom used to work at the Buckle for Sue Sample, right?
I did not know that.
Not the Buckle.
No, the limited.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, all right, trivia question. Don't look behind you, though, Mark. If you win this, we'll get you a beer. What is the elevation of Wausau?
Huh. I don't know.
Okay, we'll tell you. It's 1220.
1220. I was going to say 1100, but I was off. Oh, yeah, there it is.
1220. Rib Mountain constitutes a mountain by just a mere couple of feet.
Well, I love these photos that they put up outside of Home Furniture. And
Idea why they don't have an E on the end of Home Furniture?
We should ask them. I don't know that question. Get him out here asking. Maybe the guys at Red Lobster can tell you why there's no E on Home.
Or they should be consulting with Monk Gardens for naming advice.
From Gulliver's Landing to the grave of Diamond Dave, this is the Wausau Business Show.
It's business.
you're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Good morning, Wausau. It's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
It's graduation season, so congratulations to all the graduating classes.
It's that time of year again.
The Warriors. Shout out to our dear friend, Coach Matt Johnson, and my child care buddy, Tim Freiberg.
Hi, Matt and Tim.
Congratulations also to the Wausau East Lumberjacks.
Right.
Shout out to Johnny Tokar's legendary football player of Wausau East.
Yes,
and,
he was.
And Will Reif, the powered forward.
Yeah, right.
Will Reif!
Yeah!
Will Murphy's idol. And congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens.
Right.
The actual DC Everest was a guy who played a critical role in starting up Wausau as a modern city.
A business leader,
so,
if I remember.
Yeah, part of the Wausau group.
Well, I don't remember. I wasn't alive.
Yeah, but
I've read about
it. Yeah, he was a business leader. So shout out to DC Everest himself. He died in like the late 1800s or early 1900s or something. But let's hope he's listening somewhere right now. Hi, Mr. Everest.
They hear us in the heavens.
We love you. And also congratulations to all the graduates at Wausau's UWSP and all the college graduates. It's graduation season.
Yep, that time of year, May.
And because it's graduation season, tune in next week when we talk to the incomparable, inspiring, and all-around great guy, Chancellor Thomas Gibson of UWSP.
Chancellor Gibson oversees and leads the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, UWSP, as well as the Wausau and Marshfield campuses.
Great guy.
Excited to have him on.
Can't wait. So from high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. Oh, we almost forgot. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
The end.
I am your mother. I am your mother. You listen to me. Listen to me. Stop all the mansplaining. No one's listening. Shh. Tell me who gave you the permission to speak. I am your mother. I am your mother. You listen to me.
This has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. All rights reserved 2024.